Are you still here now?
No, I'm not. Not completely.
How close are you to it?
I don't think I never will be. You know what I mean? I don't think there is a such thing as a complete player. You know what I mean? I think once you think you're complete, you know what I mean, you're satisfied, and there's no room to be satisfied in this league.
In the offseason, what DBs, what cornerbacks do you study the most?
Patrick Peterson.
Okay.
I watch Patrick Peterson a lot. I watch a little bit of Richard Sherman as well.
Thank you, man. Congratulations.
Mike Reese and Mike Quick, you know, two guys who have played for this team and everything.
Yeah.
Said you're playing at a Pro Bowl level.
Yeah.
And Ike said that you remind him of Troy Vincent. Yeah. When you hear things like that second year in the league, what do you think?
It's crazy. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't really want to get caught into it. You know what I mean? I mean, our record's good right now, but it's not good enough. You know what I mean? So with that being said, it's going out each and every week, preparing the same way, and then on Sunday competing the same way, regardless of whatever's happening. You know what I mean? We always say at the end of the week, you know, we want to be 1-0, but at the start of the week, you know, we're 0-0. So as far as that goes, you know, I kind of got to let it blow off my head right now.
For you coming into this league, I kind of get a sense from different where you were drafted and stuff. Maybe you had a chip on your shoulder coming into this league. When you start to get accolades like this, still have that chip on your shoulder?
Always. Definitely always got to have a chip on my shoulder. And not even just for the simple fact of where I got drafted, just for the simple fact that, I mean, this game is all about getting respect, you know what I mean, and nobody's going to give it to you. You got guys been in the league 8-9 years, and they earned it, you know what I mean? They're not going to give it to anybody. So for sure, it's all about getting respect, and with getting respect, you always have to go out there with a chip on your shoulder.
What does it mean to you, you know, to, I don't want to call it a breakout season, but to open eyes and get a Player of the Week award like this?
I mean, I'm blessed, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I talked to Chris Long before this practice, talked to BG, Malcolm. I told those guys, man, that really goes with them, with those guys, you know, with the D-line getting pressure and then having a guy like Malcolm and Rodney, you know, help me with film study and understand different tendencies and how guys are going to attack our defense, you know what I mean? That I think this award is really for those guys because, I mean, they helped me a lot.
How does it change with the Broncos, the name brought the quarterback?
I think with the two different quarterbacks, you know, he's a lot bigger guy, you know what I mean? So as a secondary, we have to know, you know, where that guy is putting the ball because the ball placement is going to be different just because he's a lot taller. He does have, seems like on film, a stronger arm. I mean, the guys he's making, when he was at Houston, he was making some pretty good throws, watching film a little bit on him, so for sure we're going to have to study him pretty good.
You saw the end of that game and you saw the interceptions. Did you have a feeling that they were probably going to make a choice?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? You never know right now in the NFL. You know, some guys, they hang on to guys. You know, sometimes, like you see now, you know, they can start a guy. So, as far as that goes, I didn't see it coming.
What was the problem? He was just he was all over the place on Monday night.
Well, that D-line was, they were playing hard, man. I think that one thing to go into it. And they also got a good cornerback over there, Marcus Peters. So, you know, he was just being a ball hawk.